I'm good.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start with the Akdama L'Hilcha Shabbos. It's an exciting time. We're starting Chelek Gimel after Rabbi Misayim, Chelek Aleph, and Chelek Beis in the Chavur in the last 3 years. We're starting with L'Hilcha Shabbos. And one of the guys asked me, and this is happens every year, some guy wants to know why we're learning these halachas this year. One of them wants to know why we're learning Hilchos Shabbos this year or not. He's saying, no. Can't use that recorder. Why we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, stuff in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis is connects to us every day of the week. Hilchos Shabbos basically every day is above Hilchos Shabbos, is only one out of seven. Hopefully, after reading the Akdama and understand the Akdama, we'll have a very clear understanding why it's important to go through and understand Hilchos Shabbos. Obviously, it's important to go through all Shulchan Aruch and understand all the halachas, but Hilchos Shabbos, especially, there's a famous story of the Chavetz Chaim, that one Shabbos he got up in Shul, and the Chavetz Chaim started crying. Chavetz Chaim was crying, and he explained to the Kilah that he witnessed for the first time in his life Chilul Shabbos. He witnessed for the first time in his life Chilul Shabbos, and that's why he was mitrakesh and started to cry. A few weeks later, Chavetz Chaim once again and got up in shul and started crying. And this time he commented that, yes, although I'm crying because I saw once again Chilul Shabbos, but I'm even crying more because I don't feel the same as the first time when I witnessed Chilul Shabbos. We've seen the story of many things. Number one, that just even seeing people be Mechalel Shabbos has an effect on us, that it could affect us to the point where we become so regil to this that it doesn't even affect us, that we don't even care about it anymore. And Radin, I guess, they didn't witness Chol Shabbos all the time, and witnessing any of theirs, but exactly Chol Shabbos, has a big pegam on ourselves. And number two is what we see is that in previous generations they understood what Shabbos was all about. Especially Chavetz Chaim understood what Shabbos is all about. And if we could only think to come to tears if we saw Chilul Shabbos, unfortunately we're not as connected to Shabbos as the previous generations. And Bezrat Hashem, through learning the halachos of Shabbos, we're going to understand better about Shabbos and we'll be more connected to Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah says, and the first paragraph of the Hakdama L'Hilcha Shabbos, it's kedai to go through the whole thing. We're not going to go through the whole thing tonight. Just bits and pieces. Katu v'Torah. Zachor yom ha-Shabbat l'kat sho sheses yamin ta'avod. V'chulei ki sheses yamin asa shayim v'esa haretz. Horo lanu ha-katu b'zeh she'in Shabbos hu shorash ha-muna le'do sha'olam hu mechudash. So shorash ha-Shabbos is the ha-muna to understand that the olam is mechudash. V'kevin sha'bar ha-kol ha-don ha-kol. And since HaKadosh Baruch created it, He is the master all over everything. V'anachnu avadav, and we're slaves, v'mechuyavim l'asa ritzono, and we have to do His ratzon. That's what we're here for, to do ratzon Hashem. U'la'avdo b'chol gufeinu, v'nishmoseinu, u'mamoneinu. And we have to worship Him with all of our bodies, our neshamas, and all of our property, our kesach. Ki hakol shelo. The Torah warns us about Shmir Shabbos 12 times. Anyone who's Shomer Shabbos, it's if you're Mekayim the Kol Torah Kula, and anyone's Mechal Shabbos, Chas Hashem, he's Kofar B'Kol Torah Kula. Shabbos is made on two of the most important things, and our basis of Amunah is Maisa Bracious and also Yitzias Mitzrayim all at the same time. We mentioned both in Kiddush on Friday night. And if you don't mention one of them, you're missing one of them, you might not be Yotzi. We'll learn about these things a lot later. But this is what Shabbos is supposed to keep up, what the framework of our mind is supposed to be on Shabbos, to remember Maisa Bracious, to remember Yitzias Shabbos, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And when we do, and we're Shomer Shabbos, and we stop for ourselves from doing Malacha on Shabbos, then we're doing Ke'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world in 6 days. He built it in 6 days. And he was Shavas on Yom HaShvi. So too, we're supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Gomel Chassadim, Afanu Gomel Chassadim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gomel Chassid, we're supposed to be Gomel Chassid. Mahu Mevaker Cholim, Afanu Mevaker Cholim. Just like he's Mevaker Cholim, we're also supposed to be Mevaker Cholim. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, so too we're supposed to create for 6 days. We're supposed to do Malacha for 6 days. We're supposed to build this world in 6 days. But the seventh day is supposed to be a day of rest, to be just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Shabbos is all about. And someone who is Shavas in the proper way on Shabbos and fills the mitzvahs of Shabbos in the proper way of Shabbos, then and only then he could feel the proper and Kedusha of Shabbos. As we just read, if you keep the Shabbos, your Kain, Shomer HaKol Torah Kula, if Chasar Shalom, someone is a Mumar L'Shabbos, though the Gemara also says, he's like a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. And someone is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, someone who worships Avodah Zarah, is Kilu a Kofer B'Kol HaTorah Kula. He's not considered Kosher to Klal Yisrael. He's not counted a minion. So too, someone who is not Shomer Shabbos has the same dinim as if he's a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. Without getting into all the things about this nowadays, Tinik Shanishbu and all the things like that, of unfortunately Jews who never understood what the Torah is all about. And that's why also in the Akdama, in the long paragraph over here that starts V'gam Tzarech, the Chavetz Chaim goes through the famous idea that every mitzvah is kashur to one of the Ivarim on our body, and therefore if someone is not shomer on one of the mitzvahs, pick any mitzvah, if he's not shomer on that mitzvah, he might come out by Tchias Amesim, and everyone else might be shalim, and he might be choser and aver because he was not shomer on that mitzvah. And then he says at the end of the paragraph, "Vinin Shmir Shabbos, do gam ken yisoda amuna, dim yachzer lo in yoni mahem kvar nistalik kol ikra achayos minasho hakdusha." And since Shabbos is the yisoda of the amuna, therefore that's really kashur to everything. That's kashur to the whole body. And if you're missing Shabbos, then you're missing really the most important thing that we have. And in order to be Shomer Shabbos, it's just like the Chavetz Chaim says, also in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, that you can learn all the Musar about not to speak Lashon Hara, and how awful it is to speak Lashon Hara, and you can ruin lives and all these other things. But if you don't learn the halachas of Lashon Hara, you don't know what he's even usher to begin with. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaaz, in the paragraph that says, starts, "Ach." He says, "Ach be'iza inyan nuchal avol azam adrega shishmor Shabbos b'chol pratov." How could someone get to that level to keep Shabbos in elvitz pratim? Ha'itza yutzal azat shir lezariz et atzmo lilmod hilchos Shabbos. He has to learn hilchos Shabbos. V'lachzor ala tamid and to be chozer on it all the time. Kedei sheyeda asur v'yamutter, to know what's asur and mutter. Dilav ha'ochi afilu yimad kol inyanim musarim amazarim l'shmir Shabbos. Even if he learns all the musar in the world about how important shmir Shabbos is, Kiroi lo yoyelo won't help him, because he won't know what to keep of Shabbos. And even though this year Bikaron will be focusing on the mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos, that too is important. That too is important to understand how to get the level of Kedusha Shabbos, to understand how to connect to Shabbos, to understand how beautiful Shabbos is. And we cannot get to the Madriga of Kol Shomer to Shabbos, unless we understand what Kedusha Shabbos is all about. And if we learn the halachas of these things, then we have the possibility of getting to that point. And as I said, by learning all the other halachas, when you're learning halachas, it's not just dry halachas. The point is not that it tells you to shake the lulav in this way, so we shake the lulav in that way. It says to hold your Kiddush cup in this way, so you hold our Kiddush cup in that way. And the idea is to really learn what the basis of it all is all about. And really understand the halachas, to understand what Shabbos is all about. And if we learn the halachas properly, and we connect more to the halachas, then you should be able to feel Shabbos more, and you should be able to understand Shabbos more. And that's really what the goal of this chabur is all about, to understand the mitzvahs in a more deeper level, and to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs in a deeper level, in order that we connect to the mitzvahs on a deeper level. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim tells us to do in the last paragraph. You'll know all the lachas perfectly. Anyways, the Yer Shemayim, lechonin chaburos. You should organize groups. In order that you understand how to be Shomer Shabbos, and that's exactly what we're doing here, Bezrat Hashem, and that's Bezrat Hashem what we're going to mekayim in this chabura this year. And just to end off this Akdama, says in Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, it brings down in the first parak of the second chelak, Mem Beis, Halacha Beis, the pasuk says, "Veshamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbat." It says, "Veshamru" is the same lashon we see by Yaakov Avinu when he heard this dreams of Yosef. It says, "Ve'aviv shomer asadavar." He waited. He was waiting for these dreams to come about. And Rashi says, "Shikmo Yaakov himtin ad shiavol chalamosol shel Yosef." Just like Yaakov Avinu is waiting for that point till the chalamos of Yosef would come about. So too, anachnu tzrichim lahamtin mumetzapa matay tavo Shabbos. We should also be waiting for every Shabbos. When should it come? It shouldn't be like the burden it was maybe earlier on in our lives, where Shabbos was a time where we couldn't watch it on the television, and it was a time that we couldn't do this and we couldn't do that. It should be a time that we should be looking forward to spending time with the Kedusha of Shabbos, spending time with our friends, spending time together singing Zmir Shabbos, and it should be a beautiful thing. And the more time we spend preparing for Shabbos, just like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel used to prepare all week long for Shabbos, the more time we prepare for it by learning the halachos and preparing ourselves during the week, then the more we'll be able to feel Shabbos and feel Shabbos is all about.